This is our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. It is Wednesday, October 21st, and coming up on today's show, the Premier 12 is just a few weeks away, and we've got everything you need to know about the Team USA roster and the field that they'll face. So let's see who's leading off. The inaugural WBSC Premier 12 will take place in Tokyo and Taiwan from November 8th through November 21st this year. The event will be held every 4 years from now on, filling the calendar void left by the now-defunct Baseball World Cup at the senior international level. If baseball becomes a part of the Olympics once again, the Premier 12 will be able to serve as a qualifying tournament in 2019 for the 2020 Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo. The top 12 in the WBSC overall world rankings as of November of 2014 qualified for the event, and that is Canada, Chinese Taipei, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, Italy, Japan, Mexico, the Netherlands, Puerto Rico, South Korea, United States, and Venezuela. MLB players not on their club's 40-man rosters are eligible to participate in the tournament. Team USA's roster was just announced today, and you can find the full roster on usabaseball.com, but let's hit on some of the highlights. Willie Randolph will manage Team USA, bringing 20 years of MLB experience both as a player and manager, and also a year of as assistant coach with the 2013 World Baseball Classic team. He will be assisted by pitching coach Rick Peterson, hitting coach Ernie Young, and assistant coaches Ed Blankmeyer, Anthony Sanders, and Raleigh DeArmas. Young and Sanders were teammates on the gold medal-winning team at the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games. Returning for their second stint with Team USA in this calendar year are right-handed pitcher Jake Barrett and third baseman Tyler Pastrnicki, who both played on the Pan Am Games men's baseball team back in July. Barrett pitched four innings in the Pan Am Games, allowing just one hit and two unearned runs while striking out four batters, and Pastrnicki was the team's top hitter at the Pan Am Games, batting .419 with five doubles and eight RBIs. Gavin Cecchini, son of 18U National Team head coach Glenn Cecchini and 2011 18U National Team alumni, is one of the alums returning to Team USA for the Premier 12. Cecchini batted .317 with 26 doubles while playing shortstop for the AA Binghamton Mets in 2015 and thus was named Eastern League Rookie of the Year this season. Cecchini is number 90 on Baseball America's Top 100 Prospects list. Cody Satterwhite of the 2007 Collegiate National Team will also make his return to the Red, White, and Blue in November. Satterwhite is a right-handed relief pitcher for the Las Vegas 51s, also in the Mets organization. Zach Segovia will make his sixth appearance on Team USA for the Premier 12, his first since 2006. Segovia was also on the 1999 16U National Team with Casey Kochman, who appeared on this year's Pan Am Games team. Among others on the team is Brett Phillips, number 32 on Baseball America's Top 100 Prospects list. Phillips is a 21-year-old outfielder in the Brewers farm system who hit .309 with 16 homers and 77 RBIs across three teams in the minors this year. The team will assemble in Arizona to train from October 28th through November 3rd, including exhibition games against Canada before heading to Taiwan for the opening round of the Premier 12. That opening round will be round-robin play against the other five teams in Team USA's group. Game 1 for the United States will be on Tuesday, November 10th at 6 p.m. local time in Taiwan, which makes it 6 a.m. Eastern time. They will face the Dominican Republic, who defeated Team USA 6-4 in the Pan Am Games back on July 16th. Venezuela will be next on November 11th at midnight Eastern. Venezuela did not compete at the 2015 Pan Am Games in the men's division, so it'll be the first time Team USA sees them this year. Mexico will follow up on November 12th, once again at 6 a.m. Eastern, and then the group stage will wrap up with Japan on the 14th and South Korea on the 15th, both also once again at that 6 a.m. Eastern time slot. The top four teams from each group will move on to the quarterfinals, where the tournament will be decided in a bracket style. Prior to 2015, the last time USA Baseball assembled a professional team roster was for the 2013 World Baseball Classic, where all Major League ballplayers were eligible to participate for their home countries. The last time a pro team was made up of non-40-man roster players was back in 2011, when the final World Cup and the previous Pan Am Games were played. Looking back at that roster, you'll find plenty of current big leaguers, much like you do every time a team like this is formed. Travis d'Arnaud was a Toronto Blue Jays prospect at the time, playing in AA for New Hampshire, but now finds himself one win away from the World Series with the New York Mets. The other catcher on that team was James McCann, who started 114 games for the Detroit Tigers this year. Jordy Mercer batted .319 for Team USA that year, now starting shortstop for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and A.J. Pollock played in every game in the outfield for Team USA back in 2011, and had his best season as a big leaguer in 2015, posting a .315 batting average, 111 runs scored, 20 homers, and 39 stolen bases. The pitching staff on that team had arms like Matt Shoemaker and Drew Smyly, who both found themselves cemented firmly near the top of the Angels and Rays rotations this season. And just to make sure you don't think that it was a 1 year of future big leaguers on that non-40-man professional Team USA, here are the highlights on the 2010 Pan Am qualifier team. Chris Archer, Todd Frazier, Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, Danny Duffy, Mike Montgomery, and Mike Trout. Moral of the story, some of them may not seem like big leaguers now since they're on those non-40-man rosters, but people will know some of the names on this team in a few years for the contributions they're going to bring to their teams in the majors. Coming up next, we'll take a look at those major league teams and see how the playoffs are shaping up for some of our alumni. You're listening to our Pastimes Podcast. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. It's time for a playoffs update from Major League Baseball. Both the League Championship Series are underway, with the Toronto Blue Jays and Kansas City Royals in the American League, and the New York Mets and Chicago Cubs in the National League. Let's see how the 29 USA Baseball alumni still fighting for that World Series ring are performing so far. The Royals find themselves up 3-1 over the Toronto Blue Jays in the ALCS. Ben Zobrist, a two-time USA Baseball alum, is batting .361 with four doubles and a team-leading 9 runs scored for the Royals. Three-time alum Eric Hosmer is tied for the team-leading RBIs with 10. And for the Blue Jays, 04 Collegiate National Team alum Troy Tulowitzki is tied for their team-leading RBIs with 8. And 2011 CNT alum Marcus Stroman has gone 1-0 in his three starts in the playoffs so far. In the National League, the New York Mets have won their first 3 games over the Chicago Cubs. 06 CNT alum Matt Harvey has won each of his two starts so far, striking out 16 batters in his 12 2/3 innings, allowing just 4 runs on his 11 hits allowed. 2009 World Baseball Classic alum Curtis Granderson is batting .321 in the playoffs with 3 steals and 7 RBIs. And then for the Cubs, 2013 CNT alum Kyle Schwarber has taken the playoffs by storm. He leads the way for his team in home runs with 5, RBIs with 7, runs scored with 6, and batting average, which is all the way up at .375. He has already become the Cubs' all-time record holder for postseason home runs in his first 8 playoff games. Dexter Fowler, an 08 Olympic team alum, is batting .290 for the Cubs, with 6 runs scored and a pair of home runs as well. And the Cubs' ace during the regular season, two-time USA Baseball alum Jake Arrieta, has gone 2-1 with 28 strikeouts in his 19 2/3 innings pitched in the postseason. Both the Royals and the Mets are 1 game away from that World Series berth, both teams getting their chance to clinch today, the Royals at 4 p.m. and the Mets at 8 p.m. tonight. We'll close out the show right after this. There's only one way to get exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. And that'll do it for today's episode of our Pastimes Podcast. Follow along as our alumni compete in the MLB playoffs with their teams, and stay up to date with all things Premier 12 as its start date in November inches closer. Thank you all very much for listening. I'm Joe DiRienzo. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.